Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome in. Good Monday afternoon. Happy Columbus Day. Happy Buffalo Day. And why do I say that, Joe? It's not 716. No, but the Sabres are playing right now. They're losing, but it's early. And the Bills play tonight at 7:15, and we'll talk about that in the final segment. I have to say, not a fan of the standing Buffalo jerseys, and not because I don't think they're very fresh looking. I don't like them because it reminds me of Monday night games that went terribly wrong for the Bills. Dallas in 07. The Patriots in 09 with Leotis McKelvin dropping the kickoff in New England. I know that was during the drought years and, you know, it was over a decade ago, almost two decades ago, and I'm still holding on. But, hey, you get the Falcons into a bye week and hopefully get healthy, have some momentum. And that's all tonight, 7:15. You can hear that on our sister station, WGR, if you're looking for the Sabres. I believe the Sabres are on 1520 today because of Bill's coverage over on GR. So, you know, hey, hopefully don't turn us off. As I said, you can turn your TV down, turn Joe Beamer up. That's what we're talking about here on WBEN. All right, so this weekend, I know you might not have it on the calendar, but let me put it on the calendar for you. This weekend is another No Kings rally. Yes, it is now an organization of the No Kings. And it's crazy to me that this is still going on. Number one, I think the talking points of the No Kings rally is void of any reality. And the reason I say that is, I mean, just look at what Trump is doing. I mean, they want you to think that Trump is authoritarian, right? That's the lazy talking point now. Authoritarian, and he wants to be a king. I mean, look at the good. Oh, and they call him Hitler. Don't forget that. He's a Nazi. He's Hitler. Look at what he's doing overseas right now. He's got a peace deal that I heard so many people screaming about for years now, right? They want a ceasefire, peace in the Middle East. I mean, that was in rap songs. Now we may actually have peace in the Middle East, and it's not enough. It's not enough. Now it's find something else to complain about, or Trump's only doing this because he's a king. It's so, I'm sorry to use this word, stupid. And it comes across, you can't give the guy credit for what has been done with Israel and the Palestinians. Getting that deal signed, going over there, signing the documents, giving multiple speeches. And you've got Democrats in Congress that want to keep the government shut down until they can have their debate. You've got people who are so angry. And again, I know I fall back on this, but I just have to make a point. I don't believe the anger for many of these people is Trump. I think it's something going on in their lives and they're redirecting it toward the president. But people that are so angry and have been so unhinged since November 24, when Trump was, I mean, they've been this way since November 16, let's be honest, that anything Trump, it can't be positive. And we're going to see the No Kings rally. It'll be a bunch of mostly older white liberals lining the streets with unoriginal signs, calling Trump Hitler. We don't have kings. Now, let's ignore the fact, I guess, that some of these individuals that are taking place were fined to bow down during COVID and let people who can't run their own lives run your life. They were fine with that. They're on their 25th COVID booster. They're fine with letting Governor Cuomo, Mark Poloncarz, Joe Biden, Anthony Fauci, fine letting these people tell you how to run your life. Don't leave your home. Only congregate with people you live with, even though we now know, thanks to certain paper articles, that our own politicians couldn't do that. That was fine. That wasn't being a king. And if you protested that, you were spreading COVID. Remember that? Remember that whole thing? Now Trump is the king. Again, the guy is, love him or hate him, the guy's working his butt off. He's over in the Middle East now. He did what Biden couldn't do, what Obama couldn't do. Now, will it last? Time will tell. But hostages are free. People are celebrating for the same cause in the Middle East. It's promising. But yet back here in Western New York, in the United States of America, we're going to have a No Kings protest. And just so you know, what exactly will be going on at the No Kings protest this weekend. And just like the first time, there will be multiple protests. You have the one in the city of Buffalo at 11 a.m. There's one in Williamsville. Oh-ho, back on Main Street. Might be a return of Joe Beamer driving by saying hi. Tonawanda at noon. And up there in Lockport at the Walmart and M&T Bank. That's what we call a marker there in Lockport. 11 a.m. to 1. So there's a few going on. And what's the point of the No Kings? Well, you can click on the trainings on their website. And today there will be a media engagement training. Ooh, what's that? Your No Kings event is in motion. Now it's time to make sure the world knows about it, or at least the world around your community. That makes sense. Join us for training on how to talk to your local No Kings movement, both the reporters and on your social media. Now, I think we should send someone to a No Kings protest, by the way. I think we should send someone to get some, what are the talking points? What are you doing here? We know there'll be local bloggers that will bring their cell phones. And for some reason, a lot of the local Western New York bloggers, I don't know, there's always something over the camera lens. Like, I don't know, they just had some French fries and decided to pick up their phone by the camera lens. every time I see a video from some of these local quote bloggers, it's a cloudy. It looks like my right eye looks right now because I have cloudy vision in my right eye from it getting poked out. I don't know. Is it that difficult to wipe off the lens before you go live? Anyway, I say that this entire event nationwide is void of any actual reality. What say you? 803-0930, star 930, the No Kings protest. And if you're someone who's partaking in the No Kings protest, that is who I'm looking to talk to. I want to know what is bringing you out Saturday, October 18th. It's a bye week for the Bills. There's some good college football games on. What is bringing you out to Main Street in Williamsville, downtown Buffalo, Walmart in Lockport? Can you imagine Saturday, you go to Walmart to do your Saturday shopping and you have to get through the No Kings protesters at the Lockport Walmart because that's the place they chose to go and protest? So I want to know, to those of you out there who are taking part in this, what is bringing you out? Now, this is the statement. In June, we did what many claimed was impossible. Peacefully mobilized millions of people to take to the streets and declare with one voice, America has no kings. And it mattered. You already lose me when you yourself say what you did mattered. The world saw the power of the people. President Trump's birthday parade was drowned out by protests in every state and across the globe. It was actually a parade for the Army's birthday, but whatever. His attempt to turn June 14th into a coronation collapsed, and the story became the strength of a movement rising against his authoritarian power grabs. Now, President Trump has doubled down. His administration is sending masked agents into our streets and terrorizing our communities. They are targeting immigrant families, profiling, arresting and detaining people without warrants, threatening to overtake elections, gutting healthcare, environmental protections, and education when families need them the most, rigging most maps to silence voters, ignoring mass shootings at our schools and in our communities, driving up the cost of living while handing out massive giveaways to billionaire allies as families struggle. The president thinks his rule is absolute, but in America, we don't have kings. We won't back down against chaos. Our peaceful movement is only getting bigger and bigger. That's actually not true. Because if you look at the map, there are less protests in Western New York Saturday than in June, which would lead me to believe there are actually less people who want to get involved October 18th. I could be wrong, and I'm fine with admitting I'm wrong if someone explains to me why they're... But if you remember last time, you had a protest in front of the Boulevard Mall. You had a protest in several other places that I don't see represented on the October 18th map. No thrones, no crowns, no kings. Again, if we're going to go on reality, this is just Democrat talking points. Again, what you see tweeted out by the county executive and more by the governor. And these are people who still cannot get over the fact that their party put out an awful candidate. We had four awful years under Joe Biden. I mean, let's be honest, no matter who was going to run in that election, Donald Trump was going to win because of the 4 years that followed it. And in the same week that we see hostages freed in Israel, we see a peace deal in motion, the president talking to Zelensky in the White House on Friday, the guy is trying to make peace, trying to make the world a better place, love him or hate him, and we have people that still can't get over the November election, can't move on, the same talking points from January 20th, October 18th. 803-0930, star 930. That is what is happening around the world, or around the country, but definitely in Western New York. There's a few of those, and we'll keep you updated on that. And like I said, there's nothing against protesting. I just think, to me, and obviously I'm biased, that's why I'm asking for opposing opinions. To me, you see something like this, and this just seems like when you turn on Jimmy Kimmel or when you turn on Stephen Colbert, these are people who have yet to cope with the fact that Donald Trump won in November, is more popular than the Democrat Party right now because the Democrat Party doesn't have a leader. And these protests are like a therapy session. But I think when you're saying the things that you're saying, again, even the New York Times has admitted that a majority of Americans agree that people who are here illegally should be deported. Now, there is truth that a number of Americans who believe that illegal immigrants should be deported don't like the way the administration's doing it. Again, my question would be, how would you handle it? If you say your thumbs up with deportations of people who are here illegally, which again, still a majority of Americans say they are, what's the other way of handling this? How else do you find illegal immigrants and deport them than the way the administration is doing it? That might be the disconnect, but I doubt anyone who says they want illegal immigrants deported, even if they say they don't like the way the administration is doing it, I fail to believe the people partaking in this protest. I don't think that's happening. But again, it's moved from one thing to the other, right? It was, ceasefire in the Middle East. Trump gets that done. Can't give him credit for it. God forbid. Now let's move on to the next thing. And to the next thing. There's always something on the list to complain about. And the people, this is their talking point. You got elected politicians who don't care about their region, don't care about their state, right? Newsom, Pritzker, Hochul, Poloncarz, they don't care about what they're elected to do. Their life goal is to daily make these claims against the president and spread the talking points of the No Kings protest. And this is happening less than a month before local elections. It'll be interesting to see who shows up running for office at these No Kings protests. Hardwick going to be there? He's running for re-election. Are we going to see Hardwick in Niagara Square? Sean Ryan, haven't seen much of him. Is he going to show up at one of these protests? We probably won't know, though, because, he might show up and try to film a video talking about the lights at Niagara Square and, oh my gosh, there's a protest here. But that would be interesting to see who shows up at these things. And is this just going to be an every 6 month thing now? Probably not into the winter, though, right? We'll have to wait till next summer. 803-0930, star 930 is the number to get on. You have a comment on this. When we come back, Jeremy Zellner is upset at Councilmember Rivera for announcing his intentions to run if Sean Ryan were to be elected in November. I think that is hilarious that Jeremy Zellner would even speak out against this after the way the stunt that the party pulled in the city primaries. We'll talk about that. Also, we had Josh Collins on Hardline yesterday. He brought up an interesting point. Should local municipalities, we're talking at the local level, right? Your town, okay? Should major investments over a particular number be on every ballot? So if a town is going to bond X amount of money, should the voters have a say at the ballot box on that particular measure? We'll get into that. It's Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hello out there, we're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump, and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game.
Oh, it's because the goalie jumped. Welcome back. It's Joe Beamer, News Radio 930 WBEN. Yes, Sabres playing now. It's a 1-1 tie. Bills playing tonight in the standing Buffalo. Again, it's a beautiful jersey. It's a beautiful, beautiful jersey. I just have some bad memories of Monday night games wearing those jerseys. 803-0930, start 930. Anything I say you want to comment on, you want to complain, you want to tell me I'm wrong, that's fine. That's what we're here for. Want to get to this before we go to our next topic. I just saw this during the break. Now, again, anyone can call in and say, oh, I'm a Democrat, but I have to say. But I thought this was a very, what's the word I'm looking for? I thought this was a great call. So this was on C-SPAN this morning. For all you that weren't watching C-SPAN this morning, hear this.
Crack, good morning. What'd you think of the speech?
Yes, hi. That was a, I'm going to get choked up, a momentous speech. And I'm a conservative Democrat living here in New York, where this example of bringing peace to everyone should be thought of in New York City, where out of ignorance, the people are about to elect a guy who's pro-terrorist, pro-Hamas, who's friends with his people in Uganda, a country that lawfully executes people for being gay. And this should be a wake-up call to everyone, that people can live together. I go back, I worked as a young man for Humphrey and for McGovern and became more conservative as I've gotten older. But this was like the best. You know, he does it in his own style. We actually live pretty close to where he grew up. And, you know, New Yorkers like Bernie Sanders are sort of different. They're funny. They're abrasive sometimes. But it should be a lesson to all of us that we can all live together. I think the future, if the Gazans really accept the goodness and the money that's going to come from the Arab community and from the world community, it can be a different world. And I'm sorry for being so emotional, but it's a great moment in history for everyone. And we have to reject hate. We have to reject Antifa. We have to reject Mandami. And we have to come together as human beings.
That's one Democrat that I don't think will be at the No Kings protest. But I thought that was beautifully put, right? It's a lesson that we can't all live together. We do have to talk with one another. And I know I say that a lot, so I don't want to dwell on things that I've said in the past. But we do have to talk with one another. But the lesson is we can all get along. We can let love win, but it does involve uncomfortable conversations, right? Some people do not have the maturity to have a discussion with someone who disagrees with them. You have to have those. And I thought that was a great call, and I just wanted to play that for you, for everyone that didn't have C-SPAN on this morning. Now, this was announced last week that Assemblymember John Rivera says that he is going to run for state senate if Sean Ryan wins in November. That was announced last week. Jeremy Zellner had a comment to that, and he says that it was deeply selfish, that if Ryan wins, there'll be a special election next year to fill his Senate seat. And Rivera hopes to strengthen the relationship between the mayor's office and the legislature. Now, I think that is quite rich coming from Jeremy Zellner, who anyone who was involved, except for Sean Ryan, believes that the primary, the forums, was all rigged, right? I mean, you had polling cars asking Scanlon if he would stand up to Trump as the mayor of Buffalo. The most ridiculous questioning, which, no surprise, the most ridiculous questioning. These, again, this is coming from people. Yes, they were running election. They were running their own campaign. But from what I've heard, the forums, from the beginning, it was decided. We had Zellner talking about Ryan before the final forum, right? You had people that were challenged their signatures and kicked out of the primary. Let's be honest, the primary was kind of a clown show. And no one felt that it was fair deciding who the party was going to endorse, that it was decided from the beginning that the party would endorse Sean Ryan. Now, many people, including myself, thought that was for Jeremy Zellner to then take Sean Ryan's seat, and how he was so quick to speak out against Assemblymember Rivera kind of makes you think, oh, maybe we were onto something there. But I think this is where Jeremy Zellner should maybe just shut up and go back to doing what he was doing. Because most people believe the, again, most people I've talked to, let me just rephrase that. Most people I've talked to think that the city primary, the Democratic primary, was a joke. And that was predetermined, and the party, the Democrat Party of Erie County, did everything they could, spent their money to literally pull Sean Ryan over the finish line. The chairman of the party, Jeremy Zellner, stabbed Chris Scanlon, the incumbent mayor. You very rarely see anything like this. The party turning on their own incumbent mayor which didn't really make sense, unless the goal is you want someone who's far left as the mayor of Buffalo, because Sean Ryan is pretty far to the left. Scanlon is a, from what I've dealt with, Scanlon is a reasonable Democrat who can work with anybody. Now, you're probably saying, well, Joe, you don't really have to work with anybody in Buffalo because the council's all Democrats and Erie County executive is Democrats and the governor's Democrat. That's true. But I thought Scanlon was very reasonable. He works well no matter what, right? I mean, this is a guy who was getting blasted in the media by polling cars and Ryan. They did their little press conference at the zoo. And other members of the Democrat Party. And hey, he was still showing up to photo ops and still showing up to things within his duty as mayor to do alongside. Do you remember that one time they were breaking ground on something and polling cars posted a picture and didn't even tag or mention Scanlon? He mentioned everyone else in the picture. I mean, the party was being quite petty toward Chris Scanlon, by the way, the incumbent mayor, and now Jeremy Zellner wants to say that someone's out of line. Jeremy Zellner wants to call out Assemblymember Rivera for stating, hey, if he were to win, I would like his seat. Why is that such a problem, Jeremy Zellner? I would ask him, but you blocked me on Twitter. 803-0930, star 930. But like I said, I think after the clown show that was the primary for mayor and the way the party handled that and pumped money into the Sean Ryan campaign, and like I said, literally had to drag him over the finish line against their own incumbent. The things they were saying about their incumbent mayor. And that's the party. Who needs friends? I mean, who needs enemies when you have friends like that? So we'll see what happens. I think James Gardner is running a great campaign. He is out there. He is getting all the media time he can. He is talking with voters. He is not posting videos on social media talking to voters. And I think James Gardner is fighting the good fight, and we'll see. We'll see what happens. But you know, you have a mayor now in Chris Scanlon that, like I said, is willing to work, seemingly willing to work with everybody. He doesn't run away from this station, so I appreciate him. I mean, Sean Ryan is Western New York's Mamdani. He is far to the left. If you look at his policy. He has yet to answer a question on the crime issue in the city of Buffalo. If you remember, a few months ago, Channel 7, I believe it was, tried to get in contact with him about bail reform and crime and shootings in Buffalo, and he issued a press release. He wouldn't even have an interview with Channel 7 or 4 or 2. You know, The guy wants to make as little appearances in the media until the election. And again, that seems like it was the plan all along. 803-0930, star 930. It gets you on the show. It also gets you on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. You have something you want to text in. We got the board open right here. You know, does Zellner, I mean, does this signal that Zellner wants to run for that seat? And now you want to talk about ridiculous. If Zellner wants to run for that seat, does Zellner get to pick who the party representative is? I mean, talk about unfair. He could just appoint himself. So, I mean, you do have to say, I mean, Rivera challenging the chairman of the party. If that's what Zellner's goal is to run for state senate, we'll see though. Steve in Middleport has a comment on this. Steve, thanks for hanging on.
Yeah, Beamer, I thought Jeremy Zellner had already stated that he wanted Ryan's seat if he were to win the mayor's race, which is a joke in and of itself, a big conflict of interest. But I don't think that the Democrats say anything. They do anything. They're just going to vote whatever they're told to vote. They don't think logically. I mean, like you say, the Republican candidate is a sharp guy, Jim Gardner. I mean, he's a sharp guy. He's talking to people. He makes sense. He's rational. But do you think the Democrats ever cross over? No, they don't. They just toe the line. They're like lemmings following right into the ditch. And it's really sad because I think that Chris Scannon was dealt a huge disrespectful blow. I mean, they didn't even consider him. Give me a break. They just handed it to Sean Ryan. You know, I'm not saying one way or the other he deserved it or didn't, but, you know, what about the sitting mayor? I mean, come on, Democrats, wake up. Something is wrong with your party.
Yeah, I mean, I still have not had anyone in the Democrat Party in Erie County answer the question why Chris Scanlon did not automatically get the endorsement as the incumbent mayor. What he had done, what did you point to in his 8 months of mayor that he didn't deserve a full term? And what has Sean Ryan done? I mean, been a member of the Senate for two of the latest budgets in New York history and has signed on to laws that have really have, as some look at it, contributed to crime in major New York cities. No one's been able to answer that question.
Well, I couldn't agree more. I think something's rotten in the Democratic Party in Erie County and really throughout the state, and really, come to think of it, in Washington as well, what's going on with the shutdown. I mean, it's the Schumer shutdown. Schumer's trying to cover his butt so AOC doesn't take him out in the primary. I mean, he has no leg to stand. I mean, it's a clean, continuing resolution. You know, he has no business trying to inject policy. You know, he stated, well, we're trying to protect health care costs. Excuse me, Senator, health care costs have been escalating for decades, and you've done nothing to help. And by the way, there's a legislative proposal that you say you support, but you haven't called a vote for it, called PBM reform, that can save the federal government alone $5 billion, and he won't bring it to a vote. That's to say nothing of what it saves the state government, what it saves taxpayers, what it saves unions, employers, insurance premium payers, because it eliminates the monopoly control of the pharmaceutical marketplace by the intermediary monopoly PBMs, pharmacy benefit managers. It's got to stop, and it's a $5 billion price tag that he's sitting on his fanny trying to play politics with a clean, continuing resolution. Something is wrong in the Democratic Party, and the Democrats really need to wake up and start getting rid of some of these lifers.
Yeah, I mean, Stephen, and it all comes to there's no clear leader of the Democrat Party either. So they're all running around. I mean, Schumer thinks he's the leader, but it doesn't seem that way in Washington. Yeah, it's a mess, Steve. It's a mess, and we'll see. We'll see how it plays out in the local elections here, Steve, in Middleport. Yeah, I just, as I said, I mean, to me, for Zellner to speak out against Rivera, again, just saying if Sean Ryan were to win, I'm interested in advancing my political career. Now, if Zellner has a problem with that, does he have a problem with the county executive running around the state trying to find any office that's open? What's the difference? Rivera is saying, if this happens, I would like a chance to represent my district in the Senate. Again, I want to advance my political career. I don't understand what Zellner's... Now, again, me, I think it's, you know... Let's see what happens. But he was just voicing if this were to happen. It's like Chris Collins. We had Chris Collins on the show a few months ago. It's like Chris Collins said, if Byron Donalds were to be the next governor, I would like to run for his seat. That happens all over the place. Again, it's Zellner upset because Zellner wants that seat. Now that makes sense. And why doesn't he just come out and say it? Because to my knowledge, he has not publicly said that he wants Sean Ryan's seat. It's obvious to some of us from the way he handled the primary. But we'll have to wait and see. Again, we have less than a month till Election Day. And James Gardner is... And Michael Gaynor. I mean, they're both out there. They're both talking to the media. They're both doing campaign events. They're both going door to door. You know, and Sean Ryan's kind of just sitting there already putting the office together in City Hall. Now, many polls would say he has, you know, a good reason to do that. But as I have said, just kind of taking it as, well, I'm going to win. How much do you care about the constituents? Like, if you don't campaign, if you just think every vote's going to come to you and you're like, well, I'm going to have this job anyway, does that really show that you care? I mean, if it were me and like, hey, Joe, you're going to win by 30 points, I'd still want to go out there and see what the constituents want and what they expect from the next administration. Like, I'd still run a campaign. I wouldn't just go to fundraising events with my friends and disappear. Like, I would go and campaign. I would talk to the people that I'm going to be representing, even if they don't want to vote for me. The part of being an elected official is that you represent everybody. And that includes a good percentage of people who didn't vote for you. I think we're forgetting that, especially in local politics. 803-0930, star 930. When we come back, I still have to ask you, do you think towns and cities for big investments, we're talking about if a town is going to bond to something or spend their, you know, free money, their fund money, no money's free, their fund money, should taxpayers get a vote on that? If your town, say you live in Amherst, and Amherst is looking to spend a lot of money on a project, the project can be whatever, do you feel you as a voter should have that on the next ballot? Or that's why you voted for your board, that's why you voted for your supervisor, and they get to make every decision? I think there might be a difference there. I'll explain. Also, more and more empty retail. Does anyone have a new idea of what to do with these buildings? 803-0930, star 930. It's Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hey, happy Monday. Hour number two here on News Radio 930 WBEN. My eye. I talked about this last week. I got poked in the eye. My son poked me in the eye. Now, the pain was gone within a day, right? Still cloudy vision, right? So I make a eye doctor appointment. And hey, I love my eye doctor. Don't get me wrong. But man, you got to wait 2 days to get an appointment. I should rephrase that. They had an appointment available during the show. I wasn't going to give up the show. They'll see me tomorrow. But I don't know if you've ever been poked in the eye to the point where it's like your vision is like out of one eye, my vision's cloudy. And of course, it's my better eye. My other eye is the one that had the procedure that has the higher prescription in my glasses. It's all just one big mess. I'll tell you, is this just getting old? Like where simple injuries now require a trip to the doctor every time? I'm just getting old. I guess that's what it is. 803-0930, star 930. We were talking about Zellner and the Democrat Party. Sean Ryan's the primary, which, again, I think if you talk to anyone other than Sean Ryan, it does seem like there is a feeling that the party had its mind set before the forums. Ralph in South Buffalo. Ralph, your thoughts on everything going on?
Well, first off, I'm glad your eye's better. And speaking of getting poked in the eye, I think Senator Ryan is poking the whole city in Buffalo in the eye. I'm supporting James Garner. Number one, I'm sick of paying the garbage fee. He wants to put it back in the tax roll with no tax increase. Because every time it goes up, so does the renters for their rent pay. So I'm asking another question. I heard through the political rumor mill that Sean Ryan may be bringing India Walton into the executive team. That's a big question we all want to know, because we know India Walton ran against Byron Brown in the last mayoral race. So I think, what do you think?
That's a question. I'll tell you this, Ralph. You're not the first one to tell me something like that. So I have heard the same rumor. Now, obviously, I can't say yes or no, because I can't get any word back from the Ryan team. That wouldn't surprise me, though. I mean, he was a very vocal supporter of hers. He went campaigning with her. Would not be surprised. And, I mean, he is further end of the left end of the Democrat Party. So that would make sense to me if he had a position for her in City Hall.
Yeah, and there's other things, you know, like James Garner doesn't want us to be a sanctuary city. And he wants to improve the trade schools throughout the high schools in Buffalo with more modern equipment so our kids can come out of high school with a trade like machinists or carpentry, auto mechanics, robotics, stuff like that, electrical trades. So this guy's got great ideas. And I, being an older fella, you know, retired, I'm all in with James Garner.
Yeah, not only do I think he has good ideas, he's out there campaigning. He's actually talking with the voters. And Ralph, I appreciate the call there in South Buffalo. And you know, we've done this show. We've talked about this. I think this idea that when I was in school, I mean, you either go to college or you're a failure. I mean, that was the message when I was in school 20 years ago. Right. And I did not have the best grades. Luckily, I did get into a school, a great school that no longer exists. But I mean, you were told it's college or bust. And you start out at a disadvantage if you don't go to college. I think that number one was unfair and never should have been the messaging. But I think more and more people are realizing you can be very successful. Right. And not go to college. I know people who started in their field the summer after their senior year in high school. And let me tell you, they are a lot further along in their career than me. They're making a lot more money than most who went to college. And again, I think we need to, yes, there's college and college. I loved my time in college, but it's not necessary for everyone. And it's not necessary to have a very successful life. You can have a very successful life and bring in loads of money without stepping foot on a college campus. So I do think that our schools should be equipped accordingly. Now, 803-0930, star 930. Yesterday, Josh Collins was on Hardline. And he was talking about his initiative. He had enough signatures signed. He actually went 300 over the signatures to force a vote on the new community center. So yesterday he called in just to give an update. He had a writing campaign about this senior center and the bonding for it. So the vote that will be on the ballot, not this year, it will have to be next year. And this is what Josh Collins said. They wanted to pass this bond and build a community center without the voters' consent. And there's a process in place where we have voter consent, and that's the referendum process. I want to know, when you're talking about big money investments from your town or your city, not that you don't trust the people you elected with the day-to-day stuff, but when we're talking about an investment into something like that community center, right? Think about in your town, an investment into something that is going to take years to pay off. And we're talking about something that, yeah, a lot of people are probably going to use. Should that be up for a vote at the local level? And the argument from elected officials are going to be, well, no, you vote for us to make those decisions. My pushback is we vote for you to make day-to-day decisions, right? Infrastructure, road repair, all this stuff. But when we're talking about a big investment that is not an everyday thing, that is not something that every supervisor or board member is going to come across in their time serving, right? A once-in-a-decade type investment. Should those kinds of things be voted on by the voter? Should those kind of things be on the ballot? Right? You know, every year you go and you vote on your school budget. And that budget has different projects that the school is going to, is expecting to do with their money. Right? And you go and you vote on that budget. You, the voter, vote to approve the budget or not approve the budget. Now, I'm not saying that I think we should be voting on every town budget. What I'm saying is, for big, once in a decade investments, if it's borrowing money, if it's using the fund money, should the voter have more of a voice, as Josh Collins has forced in Hamburg? 803-0930, *930. I say, and I'm probably going to upset some of my politician friends, I say I don't think it's a bad idea. I don't think it's a bad idea for bigger investments to have the voice of the voter. Now, I know the argument's going to be, well, we have public hearings and this and that. Again, we're not talking about your yearly budget. We are talking about a once-in-a-decade investment that is going to be put on the backs of the taxpayer. And I don't think it's an awful idea to add those kinds of things to the ballot. There's a lot of things I think we should put on the ballot. I think if Congress or the Assembly or the State Senate or the legislature wants a raise, since we do pay their paycheck, we should vote on those things, right? Like the Erie County Legislature voted on their own wage increase. The Assembly voted on their own wage increase. I think we should vote on their wage increase. We are their boss, right? We pay the salaries of the people who represent us. If we think they deserve more money, then we can vote yes. If not, we vote no. Give the people more of a voice. I don't think it's a crazy idea. And by the way, I do want to pass this message while we're talking about local issues. Tomorrow, Tuesday the 14th at 7 o'clock, there is a public hearing on the proposed 2026 town budget in Amherst. That is tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Amherst Town Hall. We've talked a lot about the decisions of Amherst going into this election. We've had Sean Lavin on. We've had Dan on. We've had Sean on talking about their disagreements heading into this. And I was about to say Dan Bongino. That's why Dan Gagliardo. Sorry. And so this has been talked about a lot on this very show. And I'm just letting you know, if you live in Amherst, there is a public hearing tomorrow on the 2026 town budget at Town Hall, 7 o'clock. Now, what I wanted to get to this segment is the empty space in Western New York. And this is an ongoing thing. You've heard me talk about this before. And, I get upset when I see new projects being built when we have so much empty real estate. And we're not talking about rundown buildings. We're talking about buildings in pretty good shape, right? Let's look at Transit Incline in Amherst. With Rite Aid now closed, there is an entire lot of empty buildings. And this goes on and on throughout Western New York. The Rite Aids that have closed have left more, let's be honest, eyesores throughout Western New York and more question marks on what to do with all this empty real estate. And, we knew this was going to be an issue when Rite Aid announced the closures. And I've, been driving around. Now, I have seen one Rite Aid that was opened up as something else over on Genesee and Harlem. I believe they put some type of food market in there. But for the most part, Rite Aids are sitting empty around Western New York. What do we do with this property? Because it seems like the ideas are one or another, right? Either another pot shop, we tear it down and rezone it for housing. We need a fresh idea. in some of these areas, right? We need a fresh idea. Now, we have an old Rite Aid sitting empty in downtown Buffalo on Main Street, right? It's right next to the empty CVS on Main Street in downtown Buffalo. More and more empty retail with the closure of all Rite Aids in Western New York. What do you do going forward? Because a lot of these buildings are in pretty good shape, right? I talked about the one at Transit and Klein. I mean, that one is in a very busy area of Transit. You've also have the Rite Aid at Harlem and Kensington in Amherst. Pretty newly built. I remember they built it. I guess it's not that new. But that's not in bad shape. Again, a busy part of the road. You have back-to-back Rite Aids going down Union, heading toward Orchard Park. You've got like three in a row, starting across in the Sunoco and heading down. What do you do with these buildings? Because we're talking about an area where we have a mall downtown that no one knows what to do with. A completely empty mall on Main Street in the city of Buffalo that has been sitting empty since the pandemic. No plans. And it hasn't been we're going into an election, and that piece of property has barely been discussed. It's a huge property in downtown Buffalo. Now you add these Rite Aids on top of that to Western New York. Does anyone have a new idea that you haven't heard proposed yet? Now, you could say arcade. But, you know, we have enough arcades in Niagara Falls. What to do with these empty buildings? And is it a concern? I mean, I think of people who are visiting in Western New York, and you see empty building after empty building after empty building. I mean, eventually that's going to be part of your memory of Buffalo. What did you notice in Buffalo? I noticed a lot of empty buildings. A lot of them look like Rite Aid, by the way. Let's go to Jim in Orchard Park. Jim, your thoughts on this?
Good afternoon, Joe.
Good
pleasure
afternoon
to speak with you. This has been something that's been troubling a few of us in Orchard Park. We have 19 empty buildings in the village and town of Orchard Park. We have a plaza that had a Rite Aid in it, and I'm dating my age, at one time had a Super Duper, then it was an Orchard Fresh. That's all vacant at this point. I think there might be a gym that is in one of the smaller buildings. You know, then we had Arthur's Hardware, which had been in existence for a very, very long time. And it was over 100 years. They moved out, and, you know, somebody wanted to do something else with it, make it into a boutique hotel, a very well-known Orchard Park businessman, and the town said, can't do it. Can't have it more than two stories. Orchard Park is sitting in the middle of Hamburg and East Aurora. Hamburg and East Aurora are business oriented. They've got retail space. They've got everything they needed. Orchard Park, we have nothing.
You know, that Orchard Fresh property, Jim, I remember when that went out of business. I, for some reason, always thought that was going to become a Trader Joe's, but it seems like there's really been no movement on that.
Well, because Trader Joe's says they will not move to Orchard Park because Trader Joe's would sit too far back from the main road. They want to be closer to, you know.
And that plaza also had a Rite Aid in it, right? So that plaza is pretty empty.
It's all empty except for a woman's. I don't know if it necessarily is a woman's gym, but it is a small workout facility.
I mean, do you agree with what I'm saying? If you have enough empty buildings, that's what visitors are going to come away with, like all the vacant space?
Yeah. Well, we had a veterinary clinic on the corner of Mile Strip and Orchard Park Road. That thing has been vacant. Oh, my God, I can't even recall how long it's been. But they let it sit vacant, but yet build a huge veterinary hospital. Mm. And I think, you know, sure, if the business is there, then build a bigger facility. But the other facility is a Benderson-owned building. The people are saying, you know, they don't want to pay the rent that Benderson charges.
Yeah, it's Jim, I'll tell you, it's frustrating to see all the vacant buildings. Appreciate the call, Jim, in Orchard Park. Someone just texted in a great point, and it's what upsets me when I see it, and we will tell you that. We'll take Nick in Orchard Park after the news on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Could it bring somebody down if I never made a sound again? In your eyes, you've already spent my thighs, and you're rocking to the next big thing. Kissing the bride, 45 minutes aside. This was my dream, played out rocking routine. Who sucked out the feeling?
Ooh.
Who sucked out the feeling?
What a great song. Tanner, you ever hear that song before? Isn't that a great combination of what you want in a punk rock song? It's got a little bit of everything. It is Joe Beamer, final segment here on News Radio 930 WBEN. 803-0930, star 930, gets you on the program. It is a Buffalo Bills game day. 7:15, which, you know, I'd like to pass around a petition. All Monday night games should be 7:15. Perfect starting time. You know it's not going to go too late. I love the 7:15. I don't care that we're not the ABC game. 7:15 is perfect. 803-0930, star 930. We're talking about vacant buildings around Western New York. The Rite Aid buildings have added to that. Nick in Orchard Park has been beyond patient, hanging on during the break. Nick, thanks for hanging on.
Thanks, bud. Hey, I love your idea on the 7:15 games, too.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, of course.
It just gets a little tiresome. I listen all the time about why, you know, people like Benderson, these development companies getting blamed for essentially not developing things for the same reason why the place is closed down. I mean, there's only so many types of businesses that could fill these lots that can fit products behind glass. And I think the community's got to, you know, look at themselves a little closer and, you know, earn the right for these stores to go in there. I mean, nobody's going to pay, you know, X amount of dollars to have theft prevention, to have all sorts of security around a store. I mean, there's just no margin for profit with these places. And there's only so much stuff that can be, fill those lots. So unless they're going to be parking lots, I really don't know what could go in there.
Yeah, I mean, that is part, you know, part of the problem is, you know, there's only so much retail, right? I mean, you're not going to replace a Rite Aid with a Walgreens because most likely there's a Walgreens down the street. But
yeah, exactly.
And, you know, you talk about the theft prevention. I mean, I talked about one of the big box stores I went to in Lancaster. I mean, I tried to get a block to plug my USB cord in to charge my phone. And the $9.99 block was behind glass. I had to wait for someone to unlock it. That's all. I mean, we have to be honest. That is turning people who would buy stuff in person, it's turning them to online because you're not going to wait 20 minutes for someone to come unlock the case for you.
That was my point. You wrapped it up for me. It's turning everybody to Amazon and everything instead of waiting in line for, you know, let's face it, some underpaid person to come, you know, unlock a piece of glass for you to get razors. That's all I had to say, bud. I love the show.
Hey, thanks, Nick. Really appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, you know, we talked about this when I was out at the fair. And you know, to go back to what we talked about in the first hour, Sean Ryan, you know, his time in Senate, he signed on to a lot of the stuff that, you know, raised the age and bail reform. And let's be honest, also, many retail workers know that if you go chase after someone walking out the door, you're the one getting in trouble. You'll get fired for chasing someone out the building. And yes, the shrink that these stores are taking in by theft and, you know, a lot of the stuff not being returned, right? And I'm not saying that someone's going to steal something and then return it. I'm saying that, you know, these people, these individuals, they're either not getting caught, they're not getting arrested, or if they are, you know, they're being released on no bail or it's raised the age and they're being treated as a juvenile. And they're right back in there the next day taking stuff. I mean, we talked to someone on the phone that said, you know, some of the most ridiculous stuff at the grocery store that they go to is locked up. So that is also playing into, I'm not saying that's why Rite Aid went out of business. Rite Aid went out of business nationwide. But it is playing into who wants to move in with that being an issue for the companies that are here, right? And you know, obviously there are some things. You know, I did this, and of course, you know, I get emails and messages from people who disagree with me. Again, I wish they would call and we could have a back and forth, but someone said, you know, Joe, I remember when I would go to Toys R Us and N64s would be behind glass. Stuff's always been behind glass. Yeah. Yeah. You know, gaming systems, yeah, usually behind glass in a case. The charger to your phone was never behind glass before, right? Or if you want to put it in stuff that was out when N64 was out, I could go to the electronics section and, you know, I could get a mouse for my computer without having to have someone unlock the case. Okay? So when everything is locked up, records are locked up. I mean, that is a problem. And yeah, I try to support physical brick and mortar stores because I realize, you know, those stores are employing people locally, and it's good to keep some of that money here in Western New York. But when I'm waiting 15 minutes to get the block for my charger, you know, again, I had 15 minutes that day. There are some days where I don't. I'm on my way to work or I'm on my way to pick my son up. And I only have so much time that I might have to resort to purchasing it online. And like I said, I try everything I can to buy stuff in physical stores and keep those stores open, keep those jobs in Western New York. But you look at a lot of these empty buildings, and Nick has a point. I mean, in the landscape of retail today, there's not a big likelihood that all these buildings are all of a sudden going to be filled. And you know, someone put on the text board before the break, you know, not only the Rite Aid down transit in Klein, look at transit in North French in East Amherst. They're building new strip plaza across from Tim Hortons. Now, if you know that plaza, there's some good stuff. You know, there's places in that plaza. There's also empty places in that plaza. And as I said, right down the street, you have the empty Rite Aid and the two businesses next to it empty. I mean, you have three storefronts empty just down the street, instead building a brand new plaza. I mean, that was my whole thing with Station 12, and we'll see if these tenants actually do sign on. We've been told they have. But when Station 12 was started to be built, you still have empty space across the street where LA Fitness and BJ's is. And yeah, there's a Five Below there now, and DSW is still there, and Bob's Furniture has moved in. But you had space there, and instead of filling that space, we threw a bunch of money to a developer to come and build what at this point is still an empty plaza across the street on Sheridan. We'll see if those tenants do pan out and if we see some new stores open on Sheridan in the next few weeks. But it's, as I said, the one thing I don't want, you know, because I still root for Western New York, and I know everyone in this audience does. As much as we might disagree with the people in charge, I still root for Western New York daily. And I just don't want someone's memory of Western New York. I fear the memory of Western New York is going to be the empty buildings. The empty buildings in downtown, the empty buildings throughout the suburbs. It's not a good look. And again, I hope someone can at least redevelop or find a way to repurpose or to use some of these Rite Aid buildings. And yeah, it would be great. On top of that, if someone could, and I know I sound like a broken record, if we could get an idea on how to use the Main Place Mall in downtown Buffalo. Now, yes, there's a Rite Aid right down the street from that. But that's a huge empty property. And the fact that it's still sitting empty with at least publicly no ideas for what to do with that big chunk of space on Main Street in downtown Buffalo, it's concerning. So, hopefully, I hope that someone can come in and we can start seeing some things done with these Rite Aids. But it also highlights, this is the second part of the Rite Aid thing, it also highlights people's changing shopping habits, right? I mean, there was a time where, and for many people, this is still the case, where you have a place where you pick up your prescriptions, you have a place where you do your shopping and this and that. A lot of people now try to do an all-in-one stop, right? And that's why, let's be honest, that's why Wegmans Pharmacy is popular. You can get a prescription filled while you're doing your groceries. You don't have to make a third and fourth stop. I think that's also cut into, and that was one of the reasons Rite Aid is no longer with us. When I was a kid, I mean, I don't know, maybe they did, but I don't remember getting a prescription at the grocery store. Now, maybe that was going on, and that's just not how we did it in my family. But I think that's played into it as well. You know, we're go, go, go. How can I get everything at this one place? You know, I mean, you go to the grocery store now, you can get baking pans, you can get kitchen utensils, you can get Bills jerseys. You can get a lot of the stuff that's on your list in one stop. Why not add your prescription? I do think changing habits have led to some of these closures. And we'll continue to see. We'll continue to see how the places remaining react to that, right? 803-0930, star 930. So the Buffalo Bills played the Falcons tonight at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I was there Labor Day weekend to see my beloved Hokies play South Carolina. It's a beautiful stadium. I saw Matt Bovee on social media talking about it earlier. It is an absolutely gorgeous stadium in Atlanta. They never open the roof, but it is a beautiful stadium. Now, it's also where their MLS team plays, so there are parts of the stadium where they have like a goal kick. And so it's cool. It's a beautiful stadium. It's huge, but it's a beautiful stadium, and the Bills play there tonight. Now, obviously coming off a tough loss to the Patriots on Sunday night last week, you know, you want the Bills to rebound against a Falcons team that's not been playing well. I mean, this is a Falcons team that gave up 34 points to the Panthers, for crying out loud. So you're hoping the Bills can have a nice rebound game on Monday night tonight, 7:15 kickoff. And then you know, use that momentum in their bye week, get healthy, and then they're back in action the following week. And I am blanking on who they're playing, but they'll be back the week before Halloween. My question with the Bills and the Sabres both playing, right? Are you a fair weather Buffalo sports fan? Because if I'm wrong on this, pardon me, but I do feel like I'm crazy, right? I mean, I'm still driving to Virginia for a 2-5 football team, right? So I have no place to talk. But I do feel the fair weatheredness in Buffalo. I mean, and this is in every sport. This is in every sports town, right? The team that's doing really good gets the attention, right? In the mid-2000s, the Sabres were doing very well. They won the President's Trophy. They went to the Eastern Conference Finals 2 years in a row. They were getting they were selling out the arena. They had a waiting list for season tickets, right? It's what everyone was talking about. The Bills were kind of the sideshow. This is, you know, in the heart of the drought seasons. And again, people were still going to Bills games, right? It wouldn't be until those last few games where Russ Salvatore would have to buy up all the seats so you could watch it on TV. People were still supporting it. So I kind of feel that a majority of Buffalo sports fans are diehard fans regardless if the team's good or not. And again, I go to, and maybe it's more the Bills. No offense to the Sabres. I love the Sabres. They have my support no matter what. But the Bills, you know, they reach into the southern tier. I'm not saying the Sabres don't, but Tanner can probably speak of this more than I do. I feel like, you know, where I'm from in Hornell, New York, in Steuben County, more people are Bills fans than Sabre fans, right? And they're going to Bills games if the Bills are 3-14 or 14-3. And that's why, even during the drought, a majority of games were sold out, because you're drawing from southern Ontario, you're drawing from central New York, and the southern tier. The Sabres don't have that luck, right? The Sabres draw from western New York, a small part of southern Ontario, because you have a lot of Leaf fans, obviously, in Ontario. In the southern tier, I just don't know if you have the hockey support like you do the football support. And, you know, you go to central New York, yeah, you've got Sabre fans, but you're when the Sabres are struggling, I think it's easier to see the fall off again, because I think they're just drawing from a smaller pot of people. But overall, I think Buffalo sports fans are diehard fans, right? Again, look at the Bills during the drought. Look at the Sabres now. I mean, I'm seeing posts after the Boston game of people losing it on social media. Maybe that's just the people I follow. Maybe that's it as well. Tom Bowerly is here to get you home on this Columbus Day. Tom, how was your weekend?
Oh, Joe, it was a weekend to end all weekends. It was magnificent. Absolutely awesome. A little bit sad that the Ellicottville Fall Fest was just not going to happen, but it was a great weekend. And I bet you want to know what we're doing today on the program, Big Joe.
Of course I do, Tom. After that, I'm so glad you had a beautiful weekend. I do want to know what's on the show.
Well, what's on the show, Joe? Actually, several things that I'll talk about. Probably end up doing something else, actually. Have you seen the social media video of an individual who is apparently homeless, and he is performing a certain bodily function in broad daylight without any obstruction? Do you happen to see that video?
I think I've seen the one. There's a few videos like that, Tom, but I think I've seen the one you're talking about.
Yeah. Where is the homeless problem in Western New York the worst? If you were going to clean it up, where would you go to clean it up? Because, man, that nobody should ever have to watch that. Or for that matter, Joe, nobody should ever have to step in it. People might be a little bit confused, so I got to use medical terminology here. The medical terminology for what you will see is, I don't know if I can pronounce this, but dropping a deuce. That's the medical terminology. So,
that is how I would explain it to my doctor. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So there's also something else. As you know, New York State and Kathy Hochul, they really are still talking about wanting people to be vaccinated against COVID. And I want to find out where people are on that. I know it's a little bit late, but Joe, are you one of these people who will go home and say, hey, I need to tell all of my friends that I just got my 18th booster?
No. I mean, Tom, the one time I got the flu shot, I got the worst flu ever. So I, when it comes against these, for me, I will risk it because my experience with a flu vaccination, not so good. And you know, when it comes to COVID, my wife got the first booster. She hasn't had one after that. And she got more sick with COVID than I did. So that's when I was like, you know what? I'm good.
Yeah, well, I absolutely share your views. I mean, the one thing that's kind of weird, I don't know about your situation at home, Joe, but over the weekend, kind of weird because Rochelle wanted me to take a spoonful, or she called it medicine. It did taste and smell, actually, a little bit like almonds. I'm trying to figure that out. Oh, cyanide. Never mind. Trying to figure that whole thing out, man.
I would be trying to figure that out too, Tom.
Yeah, she wanted me to sign a document too, like right before that. Kind of weird, man. Kind of weird.
Yeah, here's some medicine. You got to sign on the line first, and then I
got to stop watching The Twilight Zone and Alfred Hitchcock Presents. Really?
Well, you're watching The Twilight Zone. I am, for the first time in like 15 years, rewatching The Sopranos from the first episode.
Oh,
yeah.
This is another reason why I continue to be more and more fond of you as a human being, Joe.
I have not watched it since college, and I told my wife, I go, I got to watch it again. It's been 15 years.
Yeah, forget the preamble.
Yeah.
Have you gotten to that part yet?
No. What just happened? I was just telling Tanner about it during the break. One of Tony's many women were threatened to not talk to him again at gunpoint in the passenger seat.
Oh yeah, the Mercedes sales lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. That he met in the psychiatrist's office, and they had a very brief affair. And the end of that affair, after that conversation, I think it was Patsy who talked to her and informed her that a certain body part would be all over the nice interior. You remember that, I'm sure. You just saw it.
Yeah, lots happened in that psychiatrist's office.
It won't be cinematic. It didn't end very well for the lady involved. But then again, being involved with Tony Soprano, what do you expect?
No, a lot of things don't end well if you're involved with Tony Soprano. But
the blonde Russian who had the healthcare business, she got the better of Tony Soprano. Absolutely, positively. She out-Tonied Tony.
Yeah, for sure. But I'll tell you, Tom, I don't know what it was. I was getting these videos in my algorithm on Facebook, and I just turned to my wife one day. I go, you know what? I have to find time one or two episodes a week. It's been too long to where now some of the references aren't you know, adding up, and I just got to watch it through. It was one of the great American dramas of the late 90s, early 2000s, and I got to refresh my memory.
You are going to enjoy it. It's absolutely epic. It is amazing what they did. The other thing that is epic and amazing, more videos making their way around social media, there's this AI stuff of a baby being saved by a cat from a German shepherd advancing on the baby. And that was followed by videos of a cat attacking a bear that was moving in on the kid. I want to see one of an alien moving in on the kid chased out by the cat.
Well, you just got to tell Grok and they'll get it all ready for you.
I ask AI things. It says, I'm not allowed to discuss that. It's weird.
Wow. You're really going to the underground.
Well, I know. It's wrong.
Oh, Tom, if I did a show on the things I asked AI, I probably wouldn't be on the next day. So,
dude, if I wrote an autobiography, I wouldn't be on.
Tom Bowerly is up next on this Columbus Day. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Go Bills! We'll talk about a win tomorrow at 1 here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Stay tuned for Tom Bowerly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.